Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Socially Sensitive Podcast. This is Socially Solo episode number 41. Today's Saturday, September 10th, 2022. National days. Today's National Swap Ideas Day. Sounds like a cool idea. It says it encourages us to share creative or helpful ideas with somebody and trade them for their thoughts in return. This urges sharing concepts and sparks some new ideas. It says many of us are passionate about our careers or hobbies, and the magic happens when people join forces on an idea to bring a plan together. Love it when a plan comes together. It might only be a suggestion of an idea, but when it's paired with another and building off of that synergy, a bigger and more tangible idea develops. Swapping ideas does that. So swap ideas with someone today. You just never know what might develop from it. Today's also National TV Dinner Day. In 1953, Swanson and Sons introduced the TV dinner, changing frozen food forever. It says in the first year, they sold more than 10 million of them. In 1962, Swanson stopped using the name TV dinner, but the United States, the term already stuck. So it had become synonymous with prepackaged frozen food. It jumped from like that corporate name of a product to the generic name, you know, kind of like we do with Kleenex or Jell-O or some of those other things like that. Yeah, this one's pretty easy to celebrate. So, you know, cook a TV dinner because, you know, most of us already do that every day anyway. Bitcoin's at $21,239 today. It's up about 0.5% from yesterday. And top trending on Twitter today. You know, it is Saturday, so that time of year usually means the number one trending today is going to be game day. So if you're a college football fan, it's game day. I saw a hype video today that University of Texas put out. I like to look at different hype videos. Trinity got me interested in looking at some of those as to how they shoot them and how they put them together. I really like this one. And Matthew McConaughey does the voiceover for it. So it was a real good one. Here's it.
At the University of Texas, we sign up for an opportunity to be great. It's part of the deal. And let me tell you, they're rare. Now, all summer, we watered the turf with sweat. We woke up every morning with the sun, and we worked until it went back down, just to do it again the next day, and the next day, and the next. Now, the question is, what will we do when the moment arrives? Well, the moment is here. Right here. Right now.
Hey, we worked for this.
Yeah.
From the start of January till now. Don't leave nothing out there.
A big noon showdown.
Game time!
100 degrees and 100,000 screaming fans because no sir, no ma'am, you cannot have a stampede without the hurt. This Saturday? Oh, it's gonna be hot, folks. So let's welcome the heat. The same Texas heat we were born in. The same Texas heat we were molded by. This is football weather, folks. An opportunity is right in front of us. So Saturday morning, bring the heat. Hook 'em. Let's go, baby.
So I know, listening to the audio only of that, you didn't see the video. But so if you want to go see the video, you can go to University of Texas football team, their Twitter page. We'll have the link in the show notes to the full video. So if you're a Longhorns fan, yeah, they play Alabama today at 12. So that should be a good game. Also be sure to check out ETSU today. You know, they play Citadel at 4. That'd be another great game to watch. On to our next story, Burning Man. Who knows what Burning Man? Who's been to Burning Man? This year was Burning Man 2022 because they've canceled the last 2 years because of COVID. 2019 was the last year that they held it, but it's a annual week-long experiment, is what they call it, in temporary community, is dedicated to anti-consumerism, self-expression. So there's a lot of art. It's made up of, you know, a lot of different large areas, campsites, a lot of big, large-scale art installations that are built, just group projects that are all throughout the whole desert site. Yeah, because it takes place in Black Rock Desert, Nevada. And I always heard the term, in order to truly understand Burning Man, you just have to go. And, you know, the festival, well, some say you can't call it a festival. It's an experience, but it has an anything goes vibe to it. But you can still, you know, get in trouble and get arrested because... says the Pershing County Sheriff's Office works with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management during the event. Because I guess when 80,000 people go out in the middle of the desert, there's bound to be a little bit of trouble. And according to the Sheriff's Office, this year was one of the tamest in the 21-year history for Burning Man. You know, you'd think for the entire thing they would have a lot more, but there's only a total of 37 sworn officers that work the event. When we said the last one was in 2019, they had there were a total of 58 arrests that year. And this year was only 16, so it was much improved. So everybody was well-behaved. But they also did confirm one death. It was a judge from Huntington, Tennessee. But he died of natural causes. Anytime, yeah, you put a large group of people together like that, especially under those weather heat conditions, because they say the temperature in the daytime is in the triple digits, and then at night, because it lasts week long, and then at night the temperatures get down into the 50s, and they said sometimes even into the 30s. So that swing in temperature changes can be pretty rough sometimes. But the exit out after it was all over with said there's a lot of videos from the traffic jam leaving that said it was about an 8-hour wait to leave the festival grounds. On Reddit, there was one post that person wrote said, "I left my camp on Sunday after the temple burn at 8:30 p.m. and I'm still not on the main road 13 hours later. These wait times to exit are no joke." So as miserable as the drive was for those in the cars, it must have been unbearable for the volunteers who were working outside, you know, trying to direct traffic. Like I said, it was triple digits during the day, so it was hot. I saw one other trending topic. Someone had started a thread, I guess, that said, which famous person that you hadn't known personally did you feel most grief from when they died? And I guess this is all building off of the Queen Elizabeth dying. I guess so many people were answering this question with it made Robin Williams was trending. He was number 13 trending yesterday. Everyone was commenting on their feeling of loss when Robin Williams passed away. And the Disney, the D23 Expo, the convention was also starting, and they showed off the first teaser trailer for the Disney's live-action Little Mermaid movie. So you should go check that trailer out. It looks pretty interesting. Hailey Bailey is who's playing Ariel. That's all we've got today. Just want to again thank you for listening. And if this is your first time here, go ahead and subscribe to the show. Go over to whichever app you use. They have an option to subscribe to or follow. So that way you get every episode as they're released, so you don't miss out on anything. And while you're there, yeah, be sure and leave us a comment and a review. So hope you enjoyed this episode, and just have an amazing rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Bye. If you haven't already, subscribe to Socially Sensitive on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And while you're there, leave a review and a 5-star rating. You can also find us on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter,
and all social media platforms by searching the tag @sociallysensitive. Also, check out our website, sociallysensitive.com, and grab some officially licensed products.